Elk died out in Wisconsin in the 1800s due to overhunting and a rapid decline in habitat. Historic records show elk once inhabited at least 50 of the state's 72 counties. An attempt at bringing elk back to the state in the 1930s failed because of poaching, and the last four elk were reportedly killed in 1948. The DNR's Kevin Wallenfang says the herd growth is a success story.
Wisconsin has never had managed elk hunt before, so this is a historic event. It's really the culmination of a couple of decades of elk reintroduction in the state. You know, we consider this a great conservation success story, and we anticipate that our elk population is going to continue to grow over the years, and we're going to be able to offer more hunting opportunity. But you have to start somewhere, and this kind of validates to a lot of people what we've been doing for the last 20-plus years.
The area of the planned hunt is within the Clam Lake Elk Range of Sawyer, Bayfield, Ashland, and Price counties. Original restoration efforts occurred within this range with the release of 25 elk from Michigan in 1995. This northern herd is projected to reach a population level of over 200 animals this year, including a high proportion of bulls. 10 tags will be made available for a bull-only hunt this fall. 4 tags will be awarded to Wisconsin residents through a random drawing. 1 additional tag will be awarded to a Wisconsin resident through a raffle conducted by the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Consistent with federal court rulings, the elk harvest quota is being shared equally with all 6 Wisconsin Chippewa tribes. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.